I tell you, this price that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And if you don't, yes, you get Malkus for it. The Tanya we learned. Shor v'seh sarua v'kolit. If you have a korb, a behema, that has a mum. These are mums in the behema, that you're not allowed to bring it for korbin. The locher is nedova tasavoysoin. You're allowed to bring it for a present to the Beis Hamikdash, that you makdish the value of it, and give it over to the Beit HaKavayis, and the Hegdash sells it, and with the money they use to fix the Beit HaKavayis. So you're allowed to make a korbin, a behema, that's a mum, you're allowed to be makdish it for the Beit HaKavayis. So the Dinik says, oysoin, with Ashen oysoin, only a bal mum, that's not roy for korbin, at a matvis le Beit HaKavayis. You're allowed to be makdish this behema just for the value of it, to give it to the Beit HaKavayis. But viyato matvis tamimim lebedek abayis. But if you have an animal that's a tam, that's pure, and has no mum in it, that you could bring it for korbin, you are not allowed to be makdish it for the bedek abayis. If you want to make it hegdish, you have to make it a hegdish of dush saguf, that you bring it for korbin. But just to give it over the value of it to the bedek abayis, that's awesome. That's the yudishita. Mikan amru, from here we said, kol matvis tamimim lebedek abayis. Whoever does this, takes a behema that's a tam, that's pure, has no mum in it, and you makdish it only to the Beit HaKavayis, over b'yesei, you're over the sisra say. Now, ainli ela b'yesei, I only know you did something wrong by not doing the mitzvah sasei. Aba b'leis sasei minayim, how do I know there's even a lav involved that you get malchus for this? If you take your pure animal and be makdish it just for the Beit HaKavayis, Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk says, v'yedaber ha'shem ha'moshe leimer. At the beginning of the Pasha, it says a Lashon Lamer. Bayadab Rashem and Moshe Lamer. Limut Shav Yehuda learns out from this, I'll call our Pasha Kula, Shehei Beloy Sasei. Divir Rav Yehuda. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. Whenever the Torah says a Lashon Lamer, we'll soon see how he knows it. Lamer means there's a love involved. Here also, by the Tzliyesh, the Pasuk says at the beginning of the Pasha, Vayem Rashem and Moshe, Vyalarim Vyas Mitzrayim Lamer. It says at the beginning of the Pasha Lamer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, whenever it says Lamer, it means all these things are Balav. And Omer le Rebbe, le Bar Kapora, my mashma, how does Rabbi Yehuda know from the word Lamer, it means Alav? Omer le, he says, the Siv Lamer, as if to say, Loi Nemer, but Vorm. It means as if to turn, Lamer means to say, Loi, like there's a Loisa say, Emer, but Vorm. It's said over these things. That's what the word Lamer means. Lamer means there's Alav involved. They Rav Amri, Lamer means clearly, Lav Omer, that there's a Lav involved here. That's what Yehuda darshins, Lutrikin. So whenever the Torah says Lamer, it's as if to say Lav Nemer. See, also, at the beginning of the Pasha, it says, V'yemir Hashem HaMoshe V'yalarim B'yarat Mitzrayim Lamer. So Lamer means whatever we're going to say in this Pasha is B'loy Sasei. Therefore, the Torah says, you should only eat the Korban Pesach B'tzliyesh B'layla, Mashma only at night and not by day. If you eat it by day, you're going to get Malkus. Where's the Malkus? From the word Lamer. That's the Yehuda Shita. The top Rashi, we have Yehudi. The Yomar Lav Abo Mechlau Lamer. If the wherever it says the word Lamer, then it's a Lavu. Sarua Hu Sha'achas Meinav Gedel of Yachas Ketana. That's the Mum. If the animal has one eye is bigger than the other one, it's called the Mum. You can't use it for Korban. V'chem Sharivorim. If any one aver, one arm is bigger than the other arm. Kol Lutz Shefasoyse Klutais. Its hooves are attached. Nidaba tasoisoi, lidama, if you only hegdishu lebedekabayis, or le neder lahalis korban lo yirotze, but you can't bring it for korban. Oksiv oisoi means oisoi balmum atomatus abdushes bedekabayis. Only if the behema is a balmum, it can't be for korban, then you're allowed to be makdish just for the value of it to give it over to hegdish, to sell it. Abaviyatomatus tamimim, but if you have a korban that's a tam, Hori lemezbeach, that's roi, they go on the mezbeach, you're not allowed to give it to the Beit HaKavayis. How do you know that? Because the boss says, v'yadabra Hashem, b'tchilas ha'pashek siv, lemer. And that means, loy nema b'dvorim. Lutrikim lemer means, loy nema b'dvorim. And lav omer, omelhem, she is issa lav b'dvorim. V'ocha gavi pesach namik siv, b'tchilas ha'pashek, v'yem Hashem ha'moshe, v'yalara lemer. So that's why it's good, why there's a lav according to Rabbi Yehuda. So this Tana goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a lav, anything in this pasha. Right, and the Kuri also, the Lav Shabaklolis, also you get Malkus on. Yeah, right. The Mishnah, the baker, when he bakes the matzah, so he has to use water to wash his hands off with, that water is supposed to spill out.
Because we're afraid when you bake the matzah, you have the flour, the dough on your hands. When you wash your hands off in the water to keep your hands cold, we're afraid the water will become chametz. So that water, you shouldn't have enough from it. Spill it out. Toni choda shoivchim b'mokim odrin. When you spill it out in a slanty place. V'yein shoivchim b'mokim ashburin. Don't spill it in a place that will gather together, stay there like a little mikvah. Ashburin means the water will stay together. V'tani idich, another place says, shoivchim b'mokim ashburin. No, you are allowed to spill out this water, even to a flat ground, that the water will just stay there, won't run away. So churut estira. And the Gemara l'kasha. Hodin afisha the kovi. If you have a lot of water, and if the ground then is flat, the water will stay there, that's awesome. But the water stays together, we're afraid to become chametz, because there's some dough in the water. Hodin afisha. Mashenken, when do we say bashburin is good? If it's a little bit water. So a little bit water, like kovi. Even if the ground is flat, so what? It'll dissolve in the ground, it'll go straight in the ground, it won't stay, it won't become chametz. Omri Rav Yehuda. Isha loitolish ela b'mayim shalonu. Lachas, when you make matzah, the water you're supposed to use is water that was left overnight. You're not supposed to fetch the water from the well and use it right away. You have to fetch it before shkia and let it stay overnight. That's called mayim shalonu. So Drashi, why? Drashi, shalonu. Balayla has to stay overnight. Mifnei Drashi, shivyamei nisin, at nisin by Pesach time, hamayones chamin. The mayim, the wells are very hot. Shadayin yemoisak hashom hein, kederminim b'mishoyim. Yemoisak hashomim chama malechas b'shipulish rakiya. The sun goes in the bottom part of the rakiya, that heats up the well water. The fika kol oilam tsoinin, the whole world is cold then, it's like winter time, the end of the winter. O mayonis chamim, but the spring water, that's hot in the winter. Hilkach malinas balaylum etanamim. You have to fetch the water before shkia and let the water stay overnight, like cool off, and then use it tomorrow to bake the matzahs with. Because if not, you're not supposed to bake matzahs with warm water or lukewarm water, because that makes it become chametz faster. You're supposed to only bake it with cold water. You're supposed to fetch the water a day before you want to use it and let it stay overnight. Mar Dorsha Rav Masna Bepuf Nisa. He gave this drasha to everybody, use mayim shalonu. So now the people there made a mistake, and they thought he said, you have to use my water. Mayim shalonu means, they thought they said to you, you're going to use my water. That's what mayim shalonu means. You're going to use our water. Is the mocha the next day, Isekulayamu, the whole city came to him, Chatzvayu, they came with their pitchers of water. The Yosla Gabayu, they asked him, here, fill up our pitcher. Like yesterday, gave a drosha, you could only use mayim shalonu, my water. So they all figured, okay, so everybody came with that pitcher, and said, give us water. The Yomru Lei, have one mayim, they said to him, give us water. Omlu, he answered back, Ano, the maya, the basu, Amri. I meant to say, you have to have water that slept overnight. The basu is lushing like it stood overnight. That's what I mean. You have to take the water out before shkia and let it stay out overnight. That's the way it cools off. And that's the lachas, usually what we do. We have the water before and we store it. Plus also, we make sure it's cold. They're supposed to use cold water. Dorash Rova. Isha loitilosh bechama. Anisha should not go and bake the matzah for Pesach in the sun. Why? Because we're afraid, since it's hot there, the sun is baking down, it'll make the dough become chametz very fast. So you shouldn't bake near the sun. V'loy b'chamei chama. You shouldn't bake near something that's heated up from the sun either. You shouldn't bake on a hot place. Also, because it'll make it become chametz fast. V'loy b'mayim agrufim in amalayir. And not from the water that's left over in the big kettle. They cooked up the water, so even on the bottom of the pot, even after the fire went out, it's still a little bit warm. The kids here shouldn't use any type of warm water. The only nice and cold water you should use. Here, Rashi says, the heat of the sun will make it become hot and become chametz. Yeah. Right. When she's baking matzah, she should not pick up hands from the oven. Until she finishes making the whole bread. So what does it mean she should not pick up hands from the oven? Rashi says, really, it's lav dafka the oven. It just means Rashi kolaymar. Te'oisekis bebetzek, kol shor. That's the loch usually. Kol's the man they're baking and making the dough of the matzah, you're supposed to work with the dough. You're supposed to hit it or keep on kneading it. Because the more you work with the dough, it stops it from becoming chametz. But if an isha's working there and then she waits, the moshe, she hands out the piece of the dough, they should roll it out to make the matzah, and all the people are taken. she has nobody to give it out to. So she'll stand there and let the dough stay by itself, there'll be a shash to become chametz. That's the halacha usually. When they're waiting in between, they're supposed to work with it and knead it. Because close the mind, you're working with it, it stops it from becoming chametz. So an isha should never take her hands off from the dough, not doing something to it. When she's making the dough, making the matzah, she has to have two kelim, two glasses, for two pitchers full of water. Echod shemekatefes boy, one that she does, she like smooths out the matzah. Tefes means that's the way you make the dough itself. Rashi, tocha p'nei acharora b'mayim. As if you have the matzah flattened out, you want to sprinkle some water on it. So you have to have one glass of water there that you put the ends into that glass to sprinkle the water on top of the matzah. The echod shematanenes boyes yodeho. And another glass of water she has to have that while she's kneading the dough, her hands get hot. And when the hands get hot, we're afraid that will make the dough become chametz. So she has to say to put her hands into cold water to cool off her hands. So she has to have a special kli for that, to cool off her hands. Drashi shematanenes boyes yodeho. The oysen shemekatefes ben mischama mois michoim yodeo v'isam. Hey, it's the jar that you use to shmir. You can't use that. That water got heated up already. So you have to have a special glass of cold water to keep your hands cold. Iboilihu. Ovro v'lo shemau. What's going to be the loch? Anisha didn't listen. And chvei, she baked in a hot plate, a hot place. Or else she used the hot water or lukewarm water and she baked the matzah with it. She didn't use mayim shalom. She didn't use cold water the way you're supposed to. Rashi over of a loshin b'chamin. In a hot place, she went and made the chametz. What's the locha? Is mazutra or mamutra? But it's still a smutter. Hey, so you're not supposed to do it that way. But if you did it, it's smutter. If you can tell, you don't see simonim tzedek. You don't see the dough became chametz. Like you can tell, if it starts to crack there a little bit, that's all right. It became chametz. If you could tell no cracks came in the dough, still it's kosher. The evidence is good. Ravashi yomar osir. No, it's osir. Ama mazutra. How do I know my din to say it's mutter? The Chorit says she's not supposed to do it. So maybe not supposed to do it means if she did it, still it's no good. She brings a riot. The Tanya we learned before, Ein loisisin ha'sarim ha'pesach. You're not allowed to wash off the barley on Pesach before you use it. Because if you wash it off, we're afraid when you wash it off, the water will go into the barley and make the chametz. But we said before, even though you're not supposed to do it, the yimlosas. But let's say the person did wash off his barley beforehand. He did let it soak in water a little bit. Then it depends. Nispaku asurim. If the water went inside the barley that made it blow up, and it even cracked a little bit, nispaku, it plaster, it burst, then takar sosa. Then we're afraid it became chametz. Abaloi nispaku, as long as it didn't crack open yet, mutarim. Even though it says you're not supposed to wash off your barley, but mash masari metchila. But if you did do it, still it's mutar. So that's Mazutra's right here also. Metchili, you're not supposed to make the matzah with this type of water that's a little bit cham. But with the other, maybe it's kosher. That's Mazutra's Rayim. Rav Asher was Rav Asher. He says, no, it's osur. Rav Asher Yom answers you, Otu kula chodo mechito mechtinu. Everything you sew with one needle. I mean, what does one have to do with the other? Hey, chodit mitmer. Before you write, there it said clearly, even though you're not supposed to wash off the barley first, but there it says, if you did do it, it's kosher. It says it there, good. But here it doesn't say that it's good for the effort. Here it just says an isha should not make a dough with this type of warm water or in a warm place. Maybe here, even with the effort, it's no good. So therefore Rav Asher taka holds it's osur. And the halacha taka is like mazutra. That metchili, you're not supposed to do it, but for the effort, if the isha did do it, but the effort, the dough is still kosher. His clothes on, you could tell to see that there's no sedi, there are no cracks in the dough. The dough is still kosher. Yehadrin lecha kosher. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the third parak. You're the membeis. The yelu oivrim of Pesach. These are the things that you're not allowed to hold, keep throughout Pesach. Rashi learns means you're oivra by yiro by yimotzei. The Rashi says, V'elu oivrin, means if you keep it, you're oivrin in Avera, aleim b'bal yiro b'bal yimotzei. These things you're not allowed to keep in your house on Pesach. V'chulim v'farosto b'gemara, we'll explain each one of them, what they are. Zeisim v'zumam v'kerlim v'amelim. Now what does the Mishnah say? V'elu oivrin b'pesach kutach habavli, the type of a dish that you dip in, and it has some flour inside it. Get to this first part of the Mishnah, is called tarubes chametz. You have flour mixed into a dish, so you're not allowed to keep it in your house throughout Pesach. the Shecher HaModai, that's beer that they make in Modai, also they make it from barley, which is chametz, so you're not allowed to keep the beer in your house at Pesach. The chametz Adomi, that's the vinegar that's made in Adomi, also has a chametz inside it. The Zesum HaMitzri, also some type of a dish from Mitzri that has chametz inside it. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what they are. The Zumam Shel Tzavoyim, the dyer, the type of a paste that he used when he dyes, when he makes dye, that has chametz inside it. All these things are also to keep in your house. The Yamelim Shel Tabochim, the cook also, the things that he cooks with, on the bottom of the pot there's some paste, also has like chametz on it, that's also to keep. The Kolon Shel Seifrim, a sefer, a person that writes, his kolon, his paste that he has, also is made with flour, it has chametz in it. You can't keep it on your house throughout Pesach. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Aftach Shitinoshin. Also different type of makeup that women wear, we'll see in the Gemara, it has chametz inside it. So also you can't keep it on your house throughout Pesach. Zeh HaKlal, this is the klal. Kol Shumi Min Dogin. Anything that's made from something that comes from flour, from min dogin, the five type of grains we had before, that's called dogin, is a loch, a razor over the Pesach. You're not allowed to keep it in your house over Pesach. And a rei elu b'azorah. You should know if you eat these things, there's only a lav involved. There's only an azorah lav. V'yein v'hem mishum koris. These things, though, don't have a chi of koris. Even though if you eat regular chametz on Pesach, there's a chi of koris, these things do not have a chi of koris. There's only a lav. Now, these cases in the Mishnah really are made up of two categories. There's one category called taruba is chametz. That means the first case, like kutuch habavli, that's a dish that's made up, one third is flour, one third is salt, and one third is like milk. So it's called the kemach, the flour, is mixed in with the milk. That's called taruba is chametz. You don't have the chametz by itself, but rather the chametz is mixed in to something else. Well, not only flour, the more I said, we'll see. It's spoiled bread. The spoiled bread is put in here. Pasafusha. So it's called chametz, that's murav, mixed into something else. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. There's no chi of karis, there's only a lav. And Rashi learns in tarubas chametz, if you have chametz mixed into other food, you're over the avera by your own yimotzei. The second category is called pas nuksha. That means bare type of a dough that the yeast, it didn't rise. Chametz means that the yeast, the dough, rose. That's called chametz. Chametz nuksha, we'll see in the Gemara, means a bare type of a dough. That's like the last type of cases. The zumim shel tzavoyim, the amelim shel tavochim, is a type of a dough, not that it's mixed in with something else, just the dough itself doesn't become chametz gomer. That's called chametz nuksha, like bare type of chametz. But also the same chiddush, that there's only a lav if you eat it on Pesach, but there's no chi of koros. So Rashi again says, in the case we have this chametz that's mixed in with something else, Yeroiva ba'al yiroa ba'al yimotzei. Tosfos learns not like that. Tosfos learns v'yanir lo ben otam. The mashma the kol hanach marbina the kol machmetzas. We'll see in the Gemara. We have a new pasuk to say there's navera to have this chametz that's murav mixed up from the pasuk we call machmetzas leisachelu. The afilu ba'achilu lo yehavi mechayit ilav rabbi akroam. Omechit tosfos ba'al yiroa ba'al yimotzei. V'yanir lo ben otam the elu oivrin pirish ha'oichlin v'oivrim haino mi'al ha'shulchan. You're supposed to take these things off the shulchan. The lav b'nei mechel ninu, avo ba yiroh lekum. Rabbi Yotam is not like Rashi. There's no ba yiroh. If you hold this in your house over Pesach, there's nothing wrong with it, according to Rabbi Yotam. Since the chometz is not by itself, just as bread like is mixed in to other food, that's called the tarubas of chometz, you're allowed to keep it over Pesach. There's only a chiddush. If you eat it, there's a lav eating it. But there's no ba yiroh ba yimotzei. And Rashi is not like that. Since the chametz is there, even though the chametz is mixed in, still there's a ba'yiro ba'yimotzei. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbonin, Shloisha Devarim Nemru B'kutecha Bavli. There are three things said about this type of a dish. It's something you dip your bread into, something like a ketchup or mayonnaise. Metamte mesalev. It makes your leg, it's bad for your heart. Or mesames anayim. It blinds you a little bit. Makes the eyes a little bit blind. Or machesh esaguf. And it makes your whole body weak. Not such a good thing to eat. Metamte mesalev. Why does it do bad to your heart? Because it has type of the milk, that's the water on the top of the milk they put into it. Kitzes milchitz, we'll soon see the Gantik Maram on another day. The akutach has bad, the juice of the milk in it, that's bad for the heart. Well, mesames enayim, it's bad for your eyes. Mishum milcha, it has salt inside it. And the salt, Rashi says, melech stamis, that's bad for your eyes. Umachesh esaguf, it makes nobody weak. mishum kumninis the yumna. That has this spoiled bread inside it. So Rashi Yipusha means pasha misafish. If you have old stale bread, they put in it liyachas man b'teicha kutach. That's what they put inside this kutach, this old spoiled bread. So therefore, that makes your whole body weak. But that's why it's a tarubas of chametz, because they put bread into this dish. So it's made out of bread and salt and milk. Tana rabbonin, gimel dvorim marve mazevel. Three things make a person go a lot. The choyfefin es akuma, it makes you, if you have a straight body, it makes you bend over. The noitlen echad michomesh meyas memore enov. It takes away 1/500 of your eyesight. Shalodim. Eluhein, these are the things. Also not so healthy. Pas kibro, like black bread. Or the sheikhar chodesh. Fresh beer is not healthy. The yerichai, a raw vegetable, is also no good. So Rashi has kagoyin krishin ubitsolim, raw onions. The chazerin kishoichu miyam harbe tamid. If you eat a lot of raw onions, it's no good for you. Again, we spoke out, what the Gemara says, all this food is no good, it's not mukher today also. But they say the body changed from the time of the Gemara to the way we are now. It's not mukher, what the Gemara says, the refuah or bad is bedafka bad today.
Yeah.
Tana rabbanan, shloisha dvarim, three things, memayitim et hazevel fakir, don't make you go so often, it takes away from the zevel. V'zoikven es akuma, makes you stand up straight. Omirin es anayim, it makes you see good. Eluhem, these are three things that are healthy, are very good. Pas niki, if you have a nice clean bread, in other words, the flour was clean flour. Bos shomen, a fatty piece of meat. V'yayin yoshin, old wine. Pas niki, what does that mean, clean piece of bread? The smidim. Rashi